WHTC News Time is now 9:15. Got a couple more minutes of WHTC's morning news talk. The town is on deck at 9:30 following CBS. And this morning we have Kathy Blackburn joining us this morning from Freedom Village. A couple of different senior events to talk about this morning. Kathy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good, glad to hear that. And you had a pretty good weekend because we had a great sunny skies the past couple. Excuse me, sorry about that, blowing our ears off. Sunny skies the past couple of days, and then this morning just gray and rainy and thunderstorms. I don't know if the farms need it or the gardens. Do you have a garden? I don't know if it needs it or not.
We don't have a garden, but I have heard forecasters say that we desperately needed the rain. So, you know, that is a good thing. It was a beautiful weekend. I did get to head to the beach a few times. So,
oh, that's nice.
So that was really nice.
Oh, fantastic. What do we have on tap today?
Well, coming up on Thursday, August 21 is our next Successful Aging program. And our topic is protect yourself from scams at home and online. This is a huge topic.
Pretty relevant
for
topic.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, very ironically, as we were preparing for this, getting things ready, I just received a scam email from somebody somewhere in another country asking me to help out with them. And, you know, I'd be able to benefit from it at no cost to me and all those other kinds of things. And I thought, how ironic that we are talking about scams and then I get sent one specifically, which I am going to be passing on to Sergeant Lisa Bancock, who is going to be our speaker for this particular program. Again, Thursday, August 21 from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Sergeant Lisa is going to share ways you can protect yourself from scams at home, on the computer, and also while you are out and about and on the go. And if you would like to join us, you can do so by calling the Successful Aging Reservation Line at 820-7482 by this Friday, August 15, and let us know that you are coming. In 2013, there was an article in U.S. News and World Report that said 1 in 10 seniors are mistreated each year from scams in person and online. And 10% is a pretty big number, I think, when you are talking about people who are trying to scam you. And I think that the senior population, a lot of times you can be skeptical at first, and then maybe somebody warms their way into your heart, and then you think, okay, this is an okay thing to do, but not so much. So Sergeant Lisa is going to talk about how you can protect yourselves and some great tips on what you can do with that. She's going to talk about at home some really great key things to be sure that you do. Like, some of them are pretty common sense, but it's some that, you know, you sometimes forget to do. So making sure you keep your doors locked. Beware of those phone scams. Have a buddy system. Those are some of the suggestions she's going to be talking about. When you go out, make sure that you know where you're going. Possibly go with a friend. Mm-hmm. How to stay safe in your car, she's going to address. When you're going on a trip, what should you do? Some things are a little bit different when you're heading out. Different types of fraud that potentially are going to hit you. Various sales gimmicks that happen. Some typical tricks that scam artists try to use. And then also about identity theft, which is a huge topic.
Goodness.
As we are in the computer technical age that we are, identity theft, we hear about it all the time.
Yeah.
Somebody's stolen credit card numbers, somebody's stolen this, and so she will talk about that as well. So if you would like to join us on Thursday, August 21, from 11:30 to 1 at Christ Memorial Church at 595 Grasscup Road right here in Holland, call me at 820-7482. Leave your name, your phone number, and the number in your party. The cost is $4, which does include your lunch. And then if you haven't joined us before, it's a really fun event. You come in and get your lunch from a buffet line. Enjoy your lunch. We hear from our sponsor, who will be Lakeshore Family Chiropractic this month. Then we'll hear from Sergeant Lisa about scams, and then we wrap up with some door prizes at the end. So it's a fun event.
You know, it's amazing how relevant, like we said, this issue is. And it's funny that you bring up, especially the online stuff. I had a study this morning that shows that nearly 90% of Americans are worried about their online security and in personal information. So this is on the minds of everybody,
yeah,
it seems like.
Absolutely.
It's just crazy, especially now, you know, after a couple of weeks ago, we saw that report of Russian mafia and cyber criminals broke into American passwords and over 1.2 billion passwords. I mean, that affects almost everybody.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Right. And I don't know about you, but I do most of my bill paying and things online, and because it's just much easier to do it that way.
I haven't mailed a check for a bill in probably 5 years.
Right.
I mean, I do it all online.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
This job is online.
Exactly.
If my internet crashed, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah. It's become a whole different world. And especially the seniors out there, it was not that way. I mean, it was not that way when I entered the job market 25 years ago. So it's changed dramatically. And so Sergeant Lisa Bancheck will talk to us about some of the things that you need to do. We'd love to have you join us. 820-7482. Call us to make a reservation by Friday, August 15.
Fantastic stuff. And then that is taking place on Thursday, August 21st. What's the other event that you wanted to talk about this
morning? The other event is going to be coming up on Saturday, September 20. It is going to be the 8th annual Parade of Senior Homes. And if you haven't joined us before, it's a great opportunity to, in a one-day time span, it will be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., be able to go check out all the various senior living options in the greater Holland area. And it's a great day for you to educate yourself. Maybe you are thinking more short-term needs that are coming up. Maybe you're going to have a surgery of some sort and need to look at some rehab places. Or maybe you're just interested in what independent living options are out there, or perhaps the assisted living options. And it's always better to do the research and find out what's out there when you're not in a crisis situation. And that's what this opportunity provides. A fun day. Come out, check out all the places that exist in the area, and have the opportunity to do a compare and contrast so that when the time comes, if you decide that you're needing either to move someplace, or even and home cares will be involved too, or that maybe you need a home care to come into your home, who do you want to work with? Where do you want to be? And the Parade of Senior Homes is the opportunity for you to do that when you're not in a crisis mode, which is great.
Well, and it's such a stress on the family too when this happens and you're just not prepared. I mean, we hear it all the time from the David Carrier and Dave Ramsey, all these Clark Howard. Prepare early so that if you get to the point when you need care, your families, people like me, the kids, don't have to take care of it.
Right.
And we want to.
Yeah.
But it's such a stress sometimes.
Well, maybe you want to, but maybe your parents don't want you to.
That could be too.
One of those things. I think it's a big, the question to ask yourself is, who do you want to make the decision?
Yeah.
Do you want to make it for yourself, or do you want to have your spouse make it for you, or do you want your kids to make it for you?
Mm-hmm.
I know in my case, I would much rather make it for myself.
Sure.
I don't want to have somebody else determine what they feel is best for me. I want to be able to determine myself what
absolutely.
Would be the best thing to do. And I encourage everybody to do that and take a look at it. I do talk to some people who say, that's my kid's problem, they'll figure it out later. And I always encourage them, do some research, find out what's out there. At least you have some idea of maybe what kind of help you may need or a place you wish to move to when the time comes.
My dad has a great attitude towards this stroke history in my family and loss of memory. He told me several times, he's joked about this. He said, Dan, when I'm sitting outside in the lawn chair and it starts raining, bring me an umbrella because I don't know what's going on. Dad.
That is true.
Yeah.
So, but you will get a chance to see, if you join us, you will get a chance to see some skilled care facilities, Alzheimer's and dementia care, assisted living, independent living, and home care. So we cover the whole board of options that are out there, and at least gives you a good opportunity and some questions to ask. It's a totally free event. There will be a ticket that you will get in conjunction with the senior living options and resource guide. We'll have that available at all the locations the day of the event, as well as it will come out in the Holland Sentinel on September 9, and it will be at the Holland Expo at the Doubletree on September 9 as well. So lots of options to get it. We'll be giving away some great door prizes. Flat screen TV will be the grand prize, as a 32-inch flat screen TV will be the grand prize, as well as some gift certificates to local companies. So.
All right, so that's the senior homes event.
Yep.
And then the other one that you talked about the first time, what's the basic information for protecting yourself from scams and at home and online? What date is that?
That'll take place on Thursday, August 21 from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Christ Memorial Church. The cost is $4, which includes your lunch. To join us, call at 820-7482 by this Friday to make your reservation and let us know your name, the number in your party, and your phone number, and your reservation will be all set.
Fantastic. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you.